Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Sean. Sean has anxiety and depression and has heavy, painful periods.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Hi.
Hi, Sean. Nice to see you. Come take yourself a seat. How can I help you today?
I've run out of antidepressants, but before I ran out, they weren't exactly strong enough, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, I was still really, like, depressed, and this week it's going to be even worse. My dog's getting put down, so I kind of need them.
How old's your dog?
16.
Oh, right.
I know. I've had him since he was a puppy as well, so...
That's really tough, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Like, I've never known not having him, so it's going to be a bit hard.
What else is going on in your life at the moment?
I've just started a new work placement in the vets as well. So I'm just a volunteer, so.
Okay.
But I'm pretty stressed with that. My face is breaking out in spots. And I've, for the first time since being 14, I'm not on any contraception as of yet.
Okay.
So I'm just letting my body take its course before I get the marina fitted.
In a regular relationship at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So not taking any precautions at all?
Oh, I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
I'm like...
You're just saying no at the moment,
aren't you?
Okay. Is that causing any bother?
No.
No, okay.
If it was causing bother, it wouldn't be a healthy relationship and I wouldn't be in it.
Sure, okay. All right. Okay, so when are you getting the... You're getting the marina coil because of periods, is it?
Yeah, it's actually been quite heavy this week. Yesterday I was struggling to get out of bed because it was so paralysing, the pain. But it's always been that way. Like, before I got the pill when I was 14, they were quite heavy. Like, I remember one lasted a month, like, period.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of needed the pill to lighten them, and it did work, but the cramp, the pain was just unbearable, and it still is.
Sure. You don't need anything at the moment just to lighten them until you've got the marina coil sorted out?
No, I'm getting the marina sorted on... the 8th, I think, but...
Fine. So not too far in the future, then.
Do you think I'd be able to take a pill pack?
You might want... you could do if you really needed to, or you might want to use something just to lighten the period until then.
Yeah.
But we could consider either of those, okay. Clearly your mood is something that we need to tackle today. Was there anything else in particular that you want me to do for you?
I just need... Like, I don't know whether to change the fluoxetine or not, because I'm on... What's it, I'm on?
20 milligrams at the moment, isn't it? Yeah.
And I don't
Any problems with that?
I feel like it's, like, not working.
It's not effective enough. Has it been helpful?
Yeah, it was helpful in the start, but I think, like, my body's changing constantly and I don't feel like it's working now.
Okay. It's not irritating your stomach?
No.
Not that, okay. And you're not using aspirin or ibuprofen with it or anything like that?
Oh, no.
We just need to be a bit cautious with that family of medications because it does slightly increase your risk of bleeding from your stomach. So if you were to take anything like ibuprofen or naproxen for your periods, we'd also need some tummy protection for you as well. All right. What other support are you getting at the moment for your mood?
I was meant to have CBT, but he cancelled one appointment because he wasn't in and said he'd come back, but he didn't. But I was going to cancel my appointments anyway, and because I didn't feel like it was working. Like, it's just books to go through. Like, I didn't feel like it was really effective.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay.
I've had counselling in the past.
Uh-huh.
And at college, I was seeing the college counsellor as well.
Yeah.
And seeing the college counsellor...
You're still at college at the moment?
No, I'm on my holidays, but I'm going back in September.
Okay. So that was a good relationship. So you could decide with your college counsellor where to go with that and whether CBT would be helpful again at that stage.
She's also qualified in CBT as well, so she was doing some sessions where I'd talk and others about control.
Okay, so maybe CBT from her would be more helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, well, we can look at reviewing your medication at the moment to see what works well for you. But there was a contribution with fluoxetine, it didn't cause you any substantial side effects. Okay, so we can, just to get a feel for where things are at, you mentioned stress. Anxiety clearly is prominent for you at the moment.
On propranolol, I'm on, I think it's 40.
Yeah. Is that helping?
Yeah, it actually is. Because Dr. Walker said if it's really, really bad one day, I can take two and be on 80.
Sure.
And on my bad days, when I take two, I just feel great. Like, it makes us feel
doesn't
like
make, well, you could out. Well, you could do that regularly if you want.
Yeah.
You're not getting wheezy with it at all?
No.
Okay, so we could do that if you like, because that might give you a bit more control over it, mightn't it? Because those physical symptoms of anxiety,
like, sounds as if they're causing problems. I feel, like, really, really anxious and paranoid when I don't, like, when I'm not on them. And okay. I'm on, like, less, because I was on 10.
Yeah.
And I took, like, 2, and I was, so that was 20, and honestly, the difference between being on 20 and 40 is amazing, like, what I can do.
Good, okay. You sound like you've got a supportive relationship. Do you living together?
Oh, no.
No. Living with your...
Mum
at the moment. Okay, things okay with Mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anything else going on in your life that I should know about?
Not really. My dad actually works away in Afghanistan, though, and that is kind of the root of my problems. But he's coming home on the 15th of August, so it won't be long until I see him.
Okay. And is he going to stay back?
For about 3 weeks, and then he goes back to work.
Back to Afghanistan. Okay. So that you feel pretty anxious about him there, and that you think that that's
especially quite, with everything quite crucial. That's going on in that, so yeah.
It that's is understandable. All right. Is eating a problem for you?
I either eat too much or too little.
Okay. Do you ever make yourself sick?
No.
No, okay. You happy with your weight at the moment?
No, but who is?
All right. Not particularly distressed by it. I mean, you look as if you've got a good weight at the moment. Yeah.
Like, some days I'm like, oh yeah, I look quite nice, but other days I'm like, oh God, I look awful and horrible. Right. And it's just one of them days when I feel like...
Sure. No plans to harm yourself, and that's not something that you've done before, and you're not scratching yourself or anything like that?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, what's our priority regarding your heavy period at the moment? You want something to just stop it? Because it's been going on for a long period of time. So we'll give you something that probably will just arrest that bleeding. And then you've got the Mirena coming up fairly soon. That would be a sensible thing. That'll give you a bit of control over this. Sounds like control over your life is something that's pretty important, doesn't it? Okay.
It's because, like, I don't have time for just random spotting.
Yeah.
Because with anxiety, when I'm, like, on, it's, like, constant, like, oh, am I leaking? Because it's so heavy.
Yeah.
And I just can't be on with more anxiety in my life.
Okay. Doesn't sound like you need to use this on a regular basis, but we give you a good go with this stuff. 10 days worth should be plenty for you for this to bring things under control. Which pharmacy do you normally use?
The one in there.
Okay, they're not open today, so
Carolyn. I've got a Horton.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And with regard to your medication for your mood, we've got a number of options, but it sounds like maybe you'd prefer to increase your dose of propranolol and see if that brings your anxiety symptoms under control.
I'm on 40 at the minute, and it's actually really helpful, but the days when I'm too anxious, I take 80 milligrams.
Sure, you can increase it to twice a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know if that's not suiting you. But I'll put that on as a repeat prescription for you.
Thank you. So what do I do for the repeat prescription? Do I just come in and...
Well, we've got three ways of doing that. You can either do it just by handing in the slip on the other side of your prescription a few days before you need it, or you could order it on the phone or on the internet, and Caroline will just outline how to do those for you before you go. All right. I don't know if you want to increase the fluoxetine at the moment, or you could leave it for another week and see how you go with being on the higher dose of propranolol. Shall I give you more fluoxetine today? It looks like you've not collected a prescription for a wee while.
Is that going to be repeat as well, or...?
Yeah, they're both on as repeat prescriptions, and what I'll do is I'll print off that other side of the prescription so that you can order it by handing it in if you prefer, but then you've got a bunch of options. But why don't you give me a call of things that are not settling enough for you, or if you're not happy with your periods and you want to talk things through. So it's Dr. Bill, and you just need to give me a call Monday through Thursday, and I'll call you back, and so that'll be a telephone appointment.
Thank you.
So that's the for ordering prescriptions.
Right.
And you're on twice a day for the moment while your anxiety symptoms are with you.
Yeah.
And your fluoxetine is once a day, as long as it's not irritating your stomach and you're not getting black poo or anything like that. Yeah.
And what about the other thing, to lighten the periods, is that?
So the medication to stop your period. Thought I printed it off, my apologies, I've not given it to you already, have I? I'll reprint that now.
So that's me repeat and just hand that in.
So that's your repeat, everything that you need. So if you just tick that and hand it in a few days before you need it. Or you can link yourself up electronically to any pharmacy that you choose to. Either we'll explain how you do that or the pharmacy will sort you out with that. So take three a day. Now, they're unlikely to cause significant side effects, but they can cause some bloating, can affect your skin. I'm looking at your skin at the moment, it looks pretty good now. I'd be inclined not to change your skin treatment for the moment. Mm. If we deal with the stress, you'll probably find that will just settle of its own accord.
And I'll get hormones put in as well, but that's normal, isn't it?
Well, if it's getting worse, let's have another look at you, if that's okay.
Right.
Was there anything else you wanted to just check about before you go?
No, but them gastro tablets that you gave us before actually work, like the... I don't need to take them a lot, do I? It was just to settle my stomach.
Just remind me what the gastro tablets were.
Something with an O, I think.
Omeprazole, yeah.
Yeah.
If you need to use them again, just give us a telephone call. We'll give you some more, okay? But yeah, you shouldn't need to use them on a regular basis.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.